Do you know about the Administration of Criminal Justice Act, ACJA 2015? The ACJA 2015 is a new law that has come to improve criminal justice delivery in Nigeria. Through the law, all criminal justice agencies like police, courts, prison and anti-graft agencies like the EFCC, ICPC and others will now be more professional and effective in dispensation of justice. The law seeks to decongest prisons and other detention centers. It wants to fast-track all criminal trials in our courts, including corruption cases, and speed up justice delivery in Nigeria. Under the law, the fundamental rights of Nigerians will be respected and protected. As citizens, we must join hands to make ACJA work in Nigeria by knowing more about the law and its benefits in protecting citizens' rights, telling others about the law, and demanding for our respective states to adopt the ACJA. This message is brought to you by Clean Foundation with support from MacArthur Foundation.
Ti mo nipa ofin isakoso odaran onidajo 2015 ofin ati ilana tutun re o lati mu odaran onidajo mule ni Nigeria nipa ofin na gbogbo odaran onidajo ibewe bi ile ejo tubu ati ile ise ti EFCC ICPC ati bebe lo gbodo gbianju lati je ki ofin onidajo mo nodoko ofin yi seto ati di ero inu tubu ati atimole gbogbo ku o seton ati mu ki iwadi ni ile ejo yara ni kokon pelu awon odaran ati iwa abaje gbogbo nipa ifijise idajo ni Nigeria babe ofin yi pataki eto mole wa yo wa ti idabobo gege bi ilu ani lati fowo so wopo lati mu ki ofin isakoso ti odaran onidajo sise ni ilu Nigeria paapa julo ofin ati anfani idabobo eto mo le wa gege awon eyan ni agbegbe re mo nipa ofin odaran onidajo yi ikede yi wa lati Clean Foundation pelu ati leyin MacArthur Foundation.
Experience it for yourself. You can't help but get only the best.
All right, time check. It's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Good morning. You're listening to ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja, and it's time for an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria, reaching you from the stables of ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. And now in this public enlightenment campaign, we'll try to x-ray the progress made since the passage of the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria in 2015. This program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation. Clean Foundation was established over 20 years ago to promote public safety, security, and justice. Clean Foundation seeks for ways to improve police operation and efficiency by strengthening the relationship between the police, the public, and the judiciary. You can follow us on Twitter at Clean Foundation and also use the hashtag ACJA_NG. My name is Fatima Ibrahim, and my co-host today is Farida Ahmed. Today we'll focus on understanding of non-custodian sentencing as provided in Section 460 of ACJA. And of course, we have with us two panelists in the studio. We have Barrister Sunday Adaji. Good morning.
Morning, Fatima. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you here again. And also Barrister Chukwuma Ejerawa.
Good morning.
Did I get your name right? It's good to have you here again. So yes, we're talking about our legislator again here this morning. And the topic today is understanding of non-custodian sentencing as provided in Section 460 of ACJA. Now, let's just start from the very beginning. What is non-custodian sentencing? Any one of you?
Okay. Actually, non-custodial sentencing was introduced by ACJA, basically. The essence is to sentence the defendant to a community service. Maybe just sweeping of the street, cutting of the grasses, doing other menial work, instead of going to the prison, detaining the person in prison custody.
Okay.
The aim is basically to just decongest the prison,
okay,
and also not allowing a normal criminal to mix up with the hardened ones, and also to reduce the congestion of prison, basically.
So wait, are you saying that no matter your crime, I don't understand. So what if someone commits murder and someone steals an iPhone? Is it the same crime, and would you still serve, do the community service?
For community sentencing mm-hmm. is basically for those who committed minor offenses.
Minor,
yes.
Okay.
Let me say, if an offense which we warrant, let me say, minimum of 3 years imprisonment, mm-hmm. And other minor offenses, but it wants, not including rape or sexual offenses or okay. culpable homicide or murder, basically.
Okay.
When yes. you say minor offenses, can you give us examples? Because
like
she
still
just
an
asks questions.
Or you still Maggie in the market.
Or probably you slap someone or... yeah, give us examples of minor offenses.
Actually, minor offenses is basically defined by the law. From okay. the sentence you of right. The court is going to impose, that's okay. how you know how...
How?
Have you that particular crime is
yes.
Okay. So let me say, as the law has indicated here, that is by section 460 sub 3. That's the offenses which are beyond 3 years is assumed okay. to be a minor offenses.
Okay. Wait, beyond no. or below 3 years?
Below three years. Okay. Yes, it's assumed to be a minor offenses.
Okay.
Yes.
Now my own question is, who is monitoring? How would they know that I'm actually going to do community service? I actually haven't heard of this before, where I see somebody picking sweeping
trash.
Gutter or cutting grass, okay. and I ask what is going on. They say I'm doing community service because I committed an offense. So who is monitoring?
Actually,
I want them, Barrister Sunday, to answer this one.
Yes, that's a good question. There is, when you check section 461, it makes provision that the judge should appoint the registrar.
Okay.
The registrar of the court in each of the judicial division of the High Court.
Okay.
That will monitor and supervise issue of community sentences. So obviously, the registrar, by virtue of section 461 of the ACJA, it is the registrar of the High Court of each of the judicial division that is supposed to supervise and monitor the implementation of community service sentencing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I just want to know of the significance because I do not know why this is even up in the first place.
Yeah.
What is the significance of this sentence, this community service?
Yeah, the significance of this cannot be overemphasized. First and foremost, we look at issue of justice. Now, the issue of justice is that when you commit an offense, the punishment should be pari passu. That is, should be commensurate the offense committed.
Okay.
Now, if you commit an offense that you are not supposed to be in jail, then you are not supposed to be in jail in the first place.
Hmm.
Yes. Now, if you look at it prior to the enactment of ACJA, you see what prevails was that essentially in the magistrate courts, for any allegation of any offenses for which a person is arraigned before the court, the first thing is to remand the accused person or the defendant in prison while awaiting either the legal advice from the Ministry of Justice or while awaiting the prosecution to take up his case. So this issue of a non-considered sentence as regards community service, the importance is that it helps to avoid congestion in prison.
Okay.
Yes. When you look at it overall, the most important of it is that it helps to ensure that justice is done. You are not supposed to be in prison if your offense doesn't demand imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
So this issue, this non-considered sentence,
mm-hmm.
is one of the greatest innovation in the history of Administration of Criminal Justice Act in Nigeria.
But
because it had brought about issue where the judge is now given that discretionary power to determine whether a person should go to prison or why a person should not go at all.
Okay.
And they also give criteria under which the judge has to, pass community service sentencing.
But
and one of the issues
opinion,
is that if the offense is not above 3 years, the punishment of the offense is not above 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in my own opinion, this is my own opinion, don't come for me. I would say that it is a bit light. For example, I'll give you an instance. Let's assume that I had an incident where I got into a vehicle and I was held up by one chance operators. Just an instance. In that situation, is it light because
the offense,
the offense itself, like if you get into a one chance vehicle and they steal your money, they steal your phone, they take your property, and you want to report that suspect to, you know, the police or any official, in that kind of situation, would you now say that that offense itself is light because they didn't rape me? All they did was to steal from me, and me, I would want justice, and I want justice to be served, and cleaning of grass may not cut it for me. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So in that situation, don't you think people would tend to take advantage of this non-custodian sentencing?
Basically, one chance is not
an offense.
It's not a minor offense, honestly.
Okay.
If you look at it together with the taking a person hostage, mm-hmm. you are not allowed to move out. Taking some of your belongings, maybe they might also be armed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a broad view of it, you realize that kidnapping is involved in it, which is not even a minor offense.
Right.
You realize that robbery, robbery might involve either armed, armed robbery or otherwise is also involved.
Mm-hmm.
And also, stealing is also involved.
Right.
And
a lot of offenses.
So, at least these three basic offenses are not minor offenses.
Right.
So, you can't report to police station and the police is telling you that it's a minor offense. Mm. It can never be a minor offense.
Right. Yes. All right, let me let our listener be a part of the program. So, if you want to ask questions, we have with us two guests in the studio, Barrister Sunday Adaji and Barrister Chukwuma Ejerenwa. And you can call us on 081-8030-2287, 081-8030-2287. It is an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria, reaching you from ASSO Radio 93.5 FM, Abuja. Today, we are trying to x-ray the progress made since the establishment or the passage of the administration of criminal justice in 2015. Call us on 081-8030-2287. If you have questions, if you have contributions to make, if you have some doubts that you would like to clear, they are here in the studio and they are ready to answer our questions. Now, I want to know from your own point of view how you see this non-custodian sentencing.
Actually, non-custodian sentence is a good innovation introduced by Aja. Initially, it wasn't in the CPA or CPC. You know, before the coming of Aja, you usually see prison warders cutting grasses and all rest of them. Those things doesn't actually fall within the ambit of the law there.
Mm.
But the ACJ 2015 now made it, gave it a good backing by introducing it in the section 460 of the Act. So it's a good idea. It's a good innovations. Which tends to reduce the prison congestion in prisons, and also it helps to also reduce even the congestion in court. Some of these offenses, minor offenses, you just take the person to prison. You can actually after the magistrate has looking at what the circumstances of that particular crime, the magistrate can actually sentence the person to community service, basically. Don't judge it.
You want to respond?
Yes, in addition to what my colleague, my learned friend has said, I also want to add by stating that, yes, the introduction of community service sentence.
Yes.
The introduction of the community service sentence into our criminal justice system is very, very, very important. Very crucial in the sense that the prison, now, since 2015 till date, our prison will have been much more congested if this non-custodial sentencing measure had not been introduced into the administration of criminal system, justice system. Yes, look at it for instance now. Now, under the Abuja Environmental Protection Board Act, if you wash your clothes and you spread it in front of your house, it is an offense. It's a criminal offense.
If you wash your clothes and
You spread it in front of your house, it is
my own compound.
Your own compound, yes.
How is that an offense? My compound and parents.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So when you go, there
that
are
means
a lot
every
of,
Nigerian will be in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it means.
Exactly. So now, imagine if there is no issue of non-custodial sentencing, the prison will be much more congested because even if they are fine, they ask you to pay fine. And you say you can't pay, you will go to prison. So there are a lot of consequences on it. But what I know, from what is going on now, I believe that the introduction of the non-custodial sentencing as regards community service sentencing is very crucial. And I believe that if our magistrate start implementing it on a regular basis, I believe it will go a long way in helping to decongest our prison. Yes, not only just washing of your clothes. Mm-hmm. If you gather materials and you are just burning it anyhow, if you are using
please firewood, come to my compound. We have a lot of people that you need to arrest. Yes. Please come to my compound.
That is it.
Wow, I'm kind of
like
surprised.
This, yeah. It is very juicy, but my own is the implementation.
When
we are so good at making laws, introducing bills, and saying that this is what we. But how far are we going to go into implementing these things?
Yes,
that are the little challenges we have basically. Just the implementation of the laws. The country has a lot of good laws. But implementing them could be somehow challenging. But I believe that with time,
what's making it challenging? I mean, if there is a law, okay.
Let me give an example. Okay. Essentially, as regards the community mm-hmm. service sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the law, section 461 of the ACJA, provides that the judges should appoint registrar. And you know that, as a lawyer, I know that registrars are overburdened with a lot of work to do. Not even talk of a compilation of record of appeal. Not talk of the normal trial cases they are handling. So there's a lot of work has to be done. You will see that if this implementation is going to be difficult, it is not a surprise to me because the registrar have much more work to do. And they will have little time to monitor. You give an example of an instance where somebody was cleaning the gutter and they said that she was doing community service. Will the registrar be there to monitor?
Uh-huh.
Even the one under your... So, that's it. So,
all right, wait, we have a call. Let's take this call. Yeah. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Oh, we lost that call. Please try to reach us again. 081-8030-2287. Please ask questions if you may. And today with us, we have Barrister Sunday Adaji and Barrister Chukwuma Ere. Please 081-8030-2287. Call in, make your questions or contributions known. It is an hour with Clean Foundation, and today we are x-raying the progress made since the passage of the Administration of Criminal Justice in Nigeria in 2015. Now, this program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation, and today we are talking about understanding of non-custodian sentencing as provided in Section 460 of ACJA. Call in 0818-030-2287.
Okay, so I have a question now. Don't you think that if this non-custodian sentencing is being implemented, there's going to be high rate of minor crimes in our country? Because somebody may, okay, I'm walking down the street, someone may just brush me or slap me and say, after all, I just slapped her. And then we have community service. I can just be sent to maybe a community to go and clean or maybe cut grasses. Don't you think that is going to increase the rate of, like you said,
minor
crimes in our country?
That's a good question. But the issue where you look at it from is that you have two decisions to take now.
Okay.
Which one do you think justice will be done most?
Huh.
You commit a little offense and you go to prison. In fact, in the lawyer salad where I work, there's a program we are carrying out. It has to do with decriminalization of petty offenses in Nigeria. That project is aimed at ensuring that we influence the policymakers, we influence the legislators, to ensure that all those laws, especially the Abuja Environmental Protection Board,
mm-hmm.
all those laws should be decriminalized. They should not be made a crime.
No.
That at best, what they should do is that they should be... They
laws
should pass,
like what?
Yeah?
Laws like what? I lost you there.
Okay, that it should not be made a criminal offense.
Mm.
But at best, they can be sentenced to community service.
Mm.
Yeah, that is it.
But that's what she's saying. Now, now give
another point.
I want to now add to what she said. If you now say this non-custodian sentencing, it means I have a list of people that I'd want to give my case to court, because I have. First of all, I'm going to drag this man. He's in my compound. Mm-hmm. His generator.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Every time he puts on his generator, smoke everywhere. And I'm inhaling carbon monoxide. Yeah. It is not good for my health.
It's not good for the system.
Exactly. So in that kind of situation, does it also cover that?
You're laughing, serious.
Why I'm laughing is that the one thing with law is that it is so interwoven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like this issue of generator, film, and all the rest of them, and the noise pollution. From your own explanation, it doesn't go within petty offenses. You have to sue for nuisance.
Okay.
Yes. It's a pure civil offense. Mm-hmm. You can just sue for nuisance. And unless maybe government administrators come in and sees that this actually not good for within that environment, they can ask him to stop. But when he refuses to stop, I think the government agencies or administrator can take action against that particular man you're talking about.
Right.
I just wish.
And also, the issue of whether this petty offenses, whether it's going to increase crime or in the society.
Or reduce it.
One thing with law also is that once you are convicted, sometimes people don't actually know the implication of being a convict.
Convict, yeah.
Yes. You have a lot of, how will I call it? You have a lot of
challenges
you will face. You don't actually know what the future will bring.
Mm.
Like, for instance, if you are a convict, it can't.
There are so many disadvantages
the law has to put against you. Yes.
With time, if we actually have good data,
those people can't stand. It can't stand as a director in a company. There are some employment you'll be refused.
Even before you get an employment, they have to go down to your history and check. And then just imagine that you're blacklisted because you were discovered to be an ex-convict of a minor case.
Yes. So that's why sometimes you realize that this person committed so crime, 19 something. Right? But sometimes those things are true. Only that maybe we don't have accurate data to checkmate some of those things.
Pardon? Judiciary. I need to have more faith because I just feel like we just say we do not do. That's how I feel. I need to have more faith. That's what I'm saying. Like what you're saying now is now opening me up to see that this is a possibility where if you are accused of a crime, you can be convicted. And it actually happens where now Abga is saying that they are accepting this community service, right?
Yes.
So I need to have more faith in the criminal justice system.
Of course. Yes. We have no choice than to do that.
All right. 0818030-2287. Please call in 0818030-2287. Today we are understanding the non-custodian sentencing as provided in section 460 of ACJA. So if you have questions to ask, please call the number 0818030-2287. 0818030-2287.
Okay, let me ask this question. Has this non-custodian sentencing helped in curbing the prison congestion in Nigeria?
Well, for me, to some extent, it has.
Okay.
But to some extent, it has.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason why I said it has is because if you look at the number of petty offenses we have in Nigeria, and we know how the magistrate court have been remanding persons in prison on grounds of allegation of committing minor offenses, which landed them in prison. You understand that since the implementation, it has helped to reduce the number of people jailed who are in prison on grounds of petty offenses. It has really reduced.
Okay.
Yes, because the area I'm looking at it is that supposing Agja has not been passed into law, if it has not been passed into law, then our prison will have been much more congested than it is presently. So to me, I think it has gone a long way in helping to reduce prison congestion. But then that doesn't mean that our prisons are still not congested. From time to time, we carry out a project we call prisoner intervention, which take us to Okuche prison and other prison. So we know the situation of things there. It is still congested. But the fact is that it will have been worse.
So we still have people awaiting trial?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Many. So it will have been worse.
I just saw your expression. I don't know what's going on.
It will be worse if there were no actual implementation of on the issue of community service. Then I also want to respond to your question that will it not encourage many more petty offenses? Yes, it will not, in the sense that if you look at, if you check section 461, it also has to do with that the community service doesn't mean you only sweep today or you sweep the floor today or you do. No, they gave you a maximum of six months.
Mm.
Yeah, six months. Yeah, even that one
but
is not even
like.
How come
I've not been seeing it? Yeah. I really want to see.
No, they've not implemented it. Okay, yeah, they just passed. Okay. It hasn't been implemented.
Yeah. But that's good though.
It's a good one. Yeah. But for 6 months, you'll be cutting grass. No, maximum of six months.
Yeah, they don't normally state the maximum. Right. Yeah. Okay. But the judge has that discretion. Yes, to now determine whether it will be 3 months, it will be 4 months, or it will even be exactly 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, 0818030-2287. It is an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria, reaching you from ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. Today we are x-raying the progress made since the passage of the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria in 2015. You can be a part of the program by calling us on 0818030-2287. I think we're having a bit of issue with our phone line, but try to reach us on 0818030-2287. This program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation. And you can follow us on Twitter at Clean Foundation. So we'll take a breather at this point, and when we come back, hopefully we'll sort things out with our phone line. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know about the Administration of Criminal Justice Act, ACJA 2015? The ACJA 2015 is a new law that has come to improve criminal justice delivery in Nigeria. Through the law, all criminal justice agencies like police, courts, prison and anti-graft agencies like the EFCC, ICPC and others will now be more professional and effective in dispensation of justice. The law seeks to decongest prisons and other detention centers. It wants to fast-track all criminal trials in our courts, including corruption cases, and speed up justice delivery in Nigeria. Under the law, the fundamental rights of Nigerians will be respected and protected. As citizens, we must join hands to make ACJA work in Nigeria by knowing more about the law and its benefits in protecting citizens' rights, telling others about the law, and demanding for our respective states to adopt the ACJA. This message is brought to you by Clean Foundation with support from MacArthur Foundation.
Ị maara maka iwu na-ahụ maka ikpe nkwụmọtọ emebere n'afọ 2015 nke nwa bekee kpọrọ Administration of Criminal Justice Act ACJA 2015? Iwu ACJA nke afọ 2015 bụ iwu ọhụrụ emepụtara iji kwalite ikpe ziri ezi n'ala anyị. Site n'iwu ndị a, ụlọ ọrụ niile na-afụ maka ndị dara iwu, dịka ụlọ ọrụ ndị uwe ojii, ụlọ ikpe, ụlọ mkpọrọ na ụlọ ọrụ nchekwa iwu ndị ọzọ dịka EFCC, ICPC nakwa ndị ọzọ dịka ha, ga-arụsi ọrụ ike ma gbaa mbọ hụ na a na-ekpe ikpe n'ụzọ ziri ezi. Iwu a ga-eme ka ọnụọgụ ndị nọ n'ụlọ mkpọrọ na ụlọ nga ndị ọzọ belata. Ọ ga-emekwa ka a na-ekpe ikpe ndị mere mpụ ọsịsọ n'ụlọ ikpe, tinyere ikpe ndị mere ihe ọjọọ dị iche iche, ma mekwa ka a na-ekpebi ikpe ha ọsịsọ n'ala anyị. N'ihi iwu a ga-enye nwafọ ala anyị oke n'ugwu dịrị ya ma chekwaa ya nke ọma. Dịka nwa amaala, anyị ga-ejikọ aka ọnụ iji mee ka iwu ọhụrụ a kpọrọ ACJA n'afọ ịchafụ kwudosi ike n'ala anyị, site n'ịmata ọtụtụ ihe gbasara iwu a nakwa uru ọ bara ichekwa ihe nrite dịrị nwa amaala anyị, tinyere ime ka ndị ọzọ mata maka iwu a, ma gbaa mbọ ka steeti niile nke ala anyị dị iche iche nabata iwu ACJA. Ozi a si n'aka otu Clean Foundation site na nkwado otu MacArthur Foundation. Abịara gị.
Mọ̀ nípa òfin ìṣàkóso ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ 2015. Òfin àti ìlànà tuntun rèé o. Láti mú ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ múlẹ̀ ní Nàìjíríà. Nípa òfin náà, gbogbo ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́, ìbẹ̀wẹ̀ bí ilé-ẹjọ́, túbú àti ilé-iṣẹ́ bíi EFCC, ICPC àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ gbọ́dọ̀ gbìyànjú láti jẹ́ kí òfin onídàájọ́ múnádóko. Òfin yìí ṣetán àti dí èrò inú túbú àti àtìmọ́lé gbogbo kù. Ó ṣetán àti mú kí ìwádìí ní ilé-ẹjọ́ yára ní kánkán pẹ̀lú àwọn ọ̀daràn àti ìwà àbàjẹ́ gbogbo nípa ìfijíṣẹ́ ìdájọ́ ní Nàìjíríà. Lábẹ́ òfin yìí, pàtàkì ẹ̀tọ́ ọmọlẹ̀ wa yóò ní ọ̀wọ̀ àti ìdáàbòbò. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlú, a ní láti fọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀ láti mú kí òfin ìṣàkóso ti ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ ṣiṣẹ́ ní ìlú Nàìjíríà, pàápàá jùlọ ofin ati anfani idaabobo eto omo le wa je ki awon eyan ni agbegbe re mo nipa ofin odarun onidajo yi ikede yi wa lati clean foundation pelu atileyin macpherson foundation
Welcome back. It is an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria, reaching you from ASSO Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. And today discussing the issue understanding of non-custodian sentencing as provided in Section 460 of ACJA. We have two panelists in the studio. We have Barrister Chukwuma Ejerenwa and Barrister Sunday Adaji. And we've been asking questions concerning what the non-custodian sentencing is all about, if it's going to, you know, give room for more crime, if it's, you know, the advantages, and of course, I don't know if there are disadvantages, but they will not let us know, the advantages of this non-custodian sentencing. So if you have questions to ask, please call us on 081-8030-2287. 081-8030-2287. Remember, the program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation. You can also follow us on Twitter at Clean Foundation. All right, let's take this call. Hello? Okay, oh, we lost that call. Again, 081-8030-2287. Sincere apologies for that. 081-8030-2287. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Presenter. How was the morning?
Good morning, I'm fine. Your name, please, and where are you calling us from?
I'm Mr. John calling from Paris.
All right, Mr. John, please go ahead with your question.
My question is that the criminal law has become so critical that most of them know most about it. I want you to explain for me.
We didn't hear that. Please say that again.
I need your expression it to me, please.
The criminal law, okay. Okay, they will do that. All right. All right, so I think he's asking what ACJA is question? About. Yes.
Okay.
The criminal justice system.
It's a procedural law. Okay. The Administration of Criminal Justice Act is a procedural law introduced, signed into law by Goodluck Jonathan in 2015. It's basically to for administration of laws in FCT. Is called Administration of Criminal Justice Act 2015. And also, some states can also domesticate it.
Mm.
So when a state domesticates it, it's called Administration of Criminal Justice Law. Law is for the state, law made by the National Assembly of a state, while an act is a law made by the federal government. It's assumed that Abuja is the seat of government and it's also made by the National Assembly, which is the federal government, basically. So Administration of Criminal Justice Act is just to administer criminal justice in FCT. And also, if it's for some states, it's Administration of Criminal Justice Law of that particular state.
But how many
states
have domesticated it?
I know Benue has domesticated it.
Okay. Most states, basically. I think 28 or around 28 states has domesticated Aja into ACJL. I think in the Southeast is only Imo state that I know that has not domesticated ACJA. Because it's my own state, I'm so concerned about it. So, because most states, I'm sure of Enugu, Anambra, I think Abia and other surrounding states have domesticated the Administration of Criminal Justice Act into law. And Imo, I don't know what is actually happening. We need to.
Why you? Because it's your state.
Nigeria.
I think
your state now.
We should just see it as.
We need to meet up because we have some most educated people in the states. It's not. We shouldn't be lacking behind, honestly.
Okay, so I'm going to move away from this non-custodian sentence into something more of a serious crime, so to speak. I was asking Barrister Sunday the other time before we came on air that I saw something on the paper this morning where a 15-year-old girl killed her husband. I don't know what led to the death, but she poisoned, him. Her husband. Now, does the ACJA also cover crimes like this, or C for child marriage? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Issue of community, you see, the issue is that in under Nigerian law, I want to go technically a little bit.
Please help us.
Yes, but I will try to break it down.
Okay.
You see, in Nigeria, we have two, our laws are classified into two. We have the substantive law. This substantive law is the one that spells punishment and say, if you commit this offense, so this is the punishment. If you do this, so this is the punishment. But this ACJA is not a substantive law. It is a procedural law. We have substantive law. We have procedural law.
Okay.
Procedural law tells you that how to go about, you know, getting things done.
Mm.
That's in fact, that procedure included, you know, explains it best.
Mm-hmm.
How to get about getting it done. How do you get criminal justice system done? How do you implement criminal justice system? That is what it's all about. And it talks about arrest, detention, investigation, trial, and then going to judgment, and after judgment, appeal again. So all these things come together. The issue is that substantive law is the only one that says, essentially the penal code and the criminal law, these ones are substantive law. They tell you if you commit this offense, this is the punishment. Like the case of the 15-year-old lady that poisoned the husband. Now, this has to do with the substantive law. This time, it tells you that this is a person who killed person, or you administer poison on a person and the person die, then you will be liable. So that has to do with.
But in the face of the law, is she not a minor? So will she still?
It is not. Okay, you are talking of the age.
No, the age, sir, and also
beautiful,
the crime.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, at the age under, you see, for a person to have committed offense, the person must not be a minor. You made a very good point there. If a person is 15 years, he's not up to 18 years yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is still deemed that he has not committed offense because a minor. A minor. That is it.
Are you serious?
But that doesn't mean, that he may not, they may not allow him to go through the rigors or the legal.
That does not exonerate him,
actually.
Yes,
it doesn't exonerate him. People
should not encourage our teenagers to go and commit crime.
Exactly. It doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, but there are ways of dealing with it because we have a penal law that has to do with child issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will find out the name of the law now. There's a law that has to do with that. But then, it doesn't criminalize. You can't pass a death sentence on them because of that. What has happened.
But of course...
There may be other way of dealing with them. We call it juvenile... we have juvenile laws.
Right.
We have juvenile laws that...
Actually, basically, he can be remanded in the juvenile section of the prison.
Right.
When tried and convicted... But a capital law sentencing him to death might not be the option of the court.
Right.
But he will be remanded within that juvenile session of the prison. But also, there are some kind of jurisprudence on law. There are some kind of cases where a juvenile committed a particular crime, such as robbery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when doing investigation and circumstances. You know, basically, why they usually exonerate a juvenile is that it's assumed that he doesn't know what he's doing at that moment.
Mm.
Yes, it's just the law is assumed to
assuming,
be. Yeah.
Okay.
But if a person within 16 to 17 years commits a capital offense or with a criminal offense within, sometimes the courts tend to investigate or to try to know the mindset of that juvenile to actually know whether this guy was mentally capable to commit this kind of crime.
Okay.
So, but in the sum of everything is that juvenile are not usually meted with the normal sentence of the court. They are usually remanded. If it's a murder, something like murder or culpable homicide, they will be remanded in the prison juvenile section or the prison. Maybe for life, pending when the governor can come and grant them amnesty or release them.
Prerogative of mercy.
Prerogative of mercy to them.
Okay. Yes. All right. 081-8030-2287 is our studio line to call. 081-8030-2287. Hello? Okay, another call lost. Please try to reach us again. 0818-030-2287. Or you can also send a message to 081-6290-5848. Just in case you're having difficulties reaching us via our studio line, send us a text message. Text message. Do not call that number on 081-6290-5848. 081-6290-5848. Or call the number 081-8030-2287. Now, you talked about the non-custodian sentencing would help decongest the prison. You've said that already. Yes. Now, I want to know those offenses that can be considered
within the
huge. Yes, that huge is outside offenses. Those offenses, huge offenses, so to speak, that can actually give you more, that can, I don't know the word to use now, I'm trying to be...
Okay, that you won't fall within the community sentencing.
Exactly, that wouldn't fall within the community sentencing, exactly.
Okay, it will have, as I earlier said, is the law that stipulates what to be a minor offense,
right,
or what should be capital or serious offense. But an offense that is beyond 3 years is assumed to be a serious.
How do you know that you're going to be sentenced for below three or above three years?
The laws.
Every offense has a law stipulated, the punishment stipulated on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be charged by either the police, the Minister of Justice, or DPP, any of the anti-graft agencies.
Okay.
Just within the particular sections. And you decide that particular section stipulates the number of years the defendant or the accused person is going to serve. Right.
Wow.
All right, 081-8030-2287, 081-8030-2287. Now let's look at the challenges facing the non-custodian sentencing. What are the challenges that are there, in this non-custodian sentencing?
Okay, the basic challenge we have in non-custodial sentences is the issue of keeping of the Central Criminal Registry and Database of Criminal Records that's as provided under Section 16 of AJA. For the court to pass this sentence, sometimes you need to know the background of that criminal.
Mm. Okay.
Well, maybe the person has been committing minor offenses. On several occasions. You can't keep on sentencing the person to community service now. So sometimes you have to now give the person remand in the prison to be sentenced or to
even
be kept in the prison custody.
Even if his sentence is not
let's take this call.
Below,
sorry.
Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Your name, please, and where are you calling us from?
Ayeni is my name. I'm calling from Cuba.
All right, please. Ayeni, right?
Please. Yes.
All right.
My contribution actually has nothing to do with your discussion there. I just want to commend your program.
Thank you.
And to also commend Salamat Ibrahim. She's always audible. The pronunciation is very apt when she's giving the newspaper review.
Fatima Ibrahim, you mean?
Fatima.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Your program.
Thank you.
I'm always alive.
Thank you.
You are supposed to be part of the Oga driver.
Okay, see, Oga, we can't talk about this now. Probably after this program.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I always admire your pronunciations,
thank you so much.
Everything.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
All right, that means somebody's calling to hail me. I don't know. That's serious. Thank you so much, Mr. Ayeni, and thank you for your own contribution. So, yes, we're talking about the challenges.
Yes, as Ayeni said, if Section 16 of Administration of Criminal Justice Act is well implemented, it will help to give this community sentence a boost, because as I earlier said, you can't keep on giving someone who keep on committing a crime, committing sentence, you know, often
repeating the same punishment,
yes, to the person. So what I'm trying to say, if we have a criminal record of an accused person, as the law, the ACJA has made it under Section 16,
mm-hmm.
we actually can have a record of this of an accused person. All you need to do is just get a fingerprint. The whole crimes have been committed. He has been committing.
Barrister, we have that already, or this is what we are looking forward to having. Fingerprint, kwa.
Of course, the SCJ made it. Right. Section 16.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, if it's well implemented, these equipments are well built.
Right.
All you need to do is just have the database of the criminal. You realize that giving the person continuous community sentence won't solve this problem.
Right.
So you can actually keep the person in prison custody.
Despite the fact that even if his sentence is below, because you said sentence below 3 years, you're going to be giving community service sentence, right?
Yes.
Okay, what if the person keeps committing similar or same offenses, and then he's being given the same or similar punishment, and then this time around you feel you want to give him a harder punishment or send him to jail to help him or help regain the person's consciousness?
Yes.
Is it really possible, or is it okay to sentence him despite the fact that his sentence is below the expected? Because you said the person has to be the years given to the person has to be above 3 years before he's been sentenced to jail, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, the crime minimum of 3 years.
Minimum of 3 years.
Yes.
Before the person is being sentenced to.
Yes.
What if the minimum of crime is not up to 3 years, despite the fact that the person has been committing similar
offenses
and then being given the same or similar punishment?
Yes.
Is it okay to sentence a person to prison?
Okay, beyond that, beyond the 3 years.
Yes.
Let me come in first.
Okay.
You know, Section 460, which is the basic section we are, looking at.
Right.
Gives the judge the discretion and setting guidelines.
Okay.
That will enable him arrive at whether to award that non-custodial sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they say the court, he has to consider issue of reformation rather than punishment.
Okay.
He has to consider whether to the issue of reformation. He has to consider the congestion in prison again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, okay, reducing congestion in prison, rehabilitation. He also talk of issue of joining the person with hardened criminals. So these are the three.
Right.
These are three issues that the judge will now consider and say, okay, no, even if you consider to commit this sentence, I think it's better I will not go and jail him.
There because he may become worse than
already.
But is that not why it's a correctional center now?
It
is. Or a correctional service where they'll have to, in quote, rehabilitate you or have this process of talking to you. So when you get back into the society, you are now a better person.
Mm.
Why are you laughing by Saturday now? Why am I not right? If I'm going off, let me know.
Well, no, you are right.
In that aspect, don't you think that the person is now flouting the law deliberately? Like you do it once, we say you are going to do this. You do it again, Now you're flouting the law. So which means you are more like the hardened criminal already in jail.
Yeah, but the nature of the offense differs.
Maybe we'll try to have an understanding. Let me see if we can take one more call. I don't know what's happening to our phone line, but please, if you can reach us, try to call us on 081-8030-2287. 081-8030-2287. We are coming gradually to the end of the program, and it's been an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria, reaching you from ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. Today we are x-raying the progress made since the passage of the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria since 2015. Now, this program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation. You can follow on Twitter at Clean Foundation. And today we are talking about understanding of non-custodian sentencing as provided in Section 460 of the ACJA. So 0818-030-2287. I made it clear earlier that non-custodial sentencing has to do with a crime that is not as heavy. So in that sense, you will now be giving
community
service. So if you probably you steal Maggie in the market, that is not a serious crime.
Yes.
right? Yes.
I never said so.
You steal Maggie in the market, he's still under stealing.
He's still under stealing.
Yeah,
he's
it's
still
the law that stipulates
right.
whether the offense
is right. It's not you, it's not barrister Chukwuma, it's the law.
Yes, it's just law that will stipulate it. So, as the section 460 mentioned, that's offenses. Minimum of 3 years.
Right.
So once the law stipulates that this offense is minimum of three years, the magistrate has jurisdiction to say, okay, since this offense is not beyond three years, and also some other if other petty offenses, the magistrate has jurisdiction to say, yes, this offense is not a serious one. Offense. We can just give him or her community sentence, basically. Right. So it's the law that's the place what the offense, the heaviness or that is attached to the offense.
Right.
Some can be death sentence. So you expect someone to be sentenced to community service on that.
Yeah. Right. So on a final note, before we wrap up the program, what do you have to say about this? What do you think everybody, ACJA, the legislature, everybody has to do to ensure that we have like full implementation of this?
On the final note, the area I want to talk about on the final note has to do with the challenges, you know, hindering the implementation of the ACJA.
Mm.
First and foremost, one of the challenges I noticed is the monitoring and supervision.
Okay.
I have earlier stated that the court registrar who has been assigned to be the supervisor to monitor the community service sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
He has much work in his hand.
Right.
In fact, well, I will tell you that one of the reasons appeal cases are not being heard is because of the challenge of the problem of the registrar compiling the record of appeal and transmitting it to the appellate court. So the registrar already has a lot of work to do. So that problem of supervision, there should be a way of relieving the registrar maybe of his work, so that they will be able to monitor and supervise implementation of community service sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, I also want to talk about shortage of personnel.
Mm.
There's not enough to employ to ensure successful implementation of ACJA. There should be, you know, enough personnel that will monitor and, you know, implement it.
All right, Barrister Chukwuma,
basically, there should be a kind of coordination and working together among the stakeholders of the Administration of Criminal Justice Act to make sure that most of these sections are fully implemented.
Right.
To look for a way to bring innovations to kind of bring these sections to limelight,
right,
to kind of make it better.
Right.
For the society.
They will talk about the implementation next week.
Yes.
So we'll see how far.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Barrister Chukwuma Ejerenwa and Barrister Sunday Adaji. It's been an hour with Clean Foundation on the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria. And of course, it reached you from ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. We're able to x-ray the progress made since the passage of the administration of criminal justice in Nigeria in 2015. Now, this program is sponsored by the Clean Foundation in conjunction with the MacArthur Foundation. Clean Foundation was established over 20 years ago to promote public safety, security, and justice. You can also follow on Twitter at Clean Foundation and also follow ACJA at ACJA_Nigeria. Many thanks for listening. Sincere apologies that we couldn't take as many calls as we ought to. Hopefully by next week it will be better and we'll take more calls and more questions. So join us again next week, Monday at 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Fatima Ibrahim and our co-host today, Farida Ahmed. Keep listening to the Dial of ASU Radio 93.5 FM Abuja. Bye for now.
About the Administration of Criminal Justice Act, ACJA 2015. The ACJA 2015 is a new law that has come to improve criminal justice delivery in Nigeria. Through the law, all criminal justice agencies like police, courts, prison and anti-graft agencies like the EFCC, ICPC and others will now be more professional and effective in dispensation of justice. The law seeks to decongest prisons and other detention centers. It wants to fast-track all criminal trials in our courts, including corruption, corruption cases and speed up justice delivery in Nigeria. Under the law, the fundamental rights of Nigerians will be respected and protected. As citizens, we must join hands to make AGJA work in Nigeria by knowing more about the law and its benefits in protecting citizens' rights, telling others about the law, and demanding for our respective states to adopt the AGJA. This message is brought to you by Clean Foundation with support from MacArthur Foundation.
Imara maka iwu na-ahụ maka ikpe nkwụmọtọ emere n'afọ 2015 nke nwa bekee kpọrọ Administration of Criminal Justice Act ACJA 2015. Iwu ACJA nke afọ 2015 bụ iwu ọhụrụ emepụtara iji kwalite ikpe ziri ezi n'ala anyị. Site n'iwu ndị a, ụlọ ọrụ niile na-afụ maka ndị dara iwu dịka ụlọ ọrụ ndị uwe ojii, ụlọ ikpe, ụlọ mkpọrọ na ụlọ ọrụ nchekwa iwu ndị ọzọ dịka EFCC, ICPC nakwa ndị ọzọ dịka ha ga-arụsi ọrụ ike ma gbaa mbọ hụ na a na-ekpe ikpe n'ụzọ ziri ezi. Iwu a ga-eme ka ọnụọgụ ndị nọ n'ụlọ mkpọrọ na ụlọ nga ndị ọzọ belata. Ọ ga-emekwa ka a na-ekpe ikpe ndị mere mpụ ọsịsọ n'ụlọ ikpe, tinyere ikpe ndị mere ihe ọjọọ dị iche iche, ma mekwa ka a na-ekpebi ikpe ha ọsịsọ n'ala anyị. N'ihi iwu a ga-enye nwafọ ala anyị oke n'ugwu dịrị ya ma chekwaa ya nke ọma. Dịka nwa amaala, anyị ga-ejikọ aka ọnụ iji mee ka iwu ọhụrụ a kpọrọ ACJA n'afọ ịchafụkwudosi ike n'ala anyị, site n'ịmata ọtụtụ ihe gbasara iwu a nakwa uru ọ bara ichekwa ihe nrite dịrị nwa amaala anyị, tinyere ime ka ndị ọzọ mata maka iwu a ma gbaa mbọ ka steeti niile nke ala anyị dị iche iche nabata iwu ACJA. Ozi a si n'aka otu Clean Foundation site na nkwado otu MacArthur Foundation abịara gị.
Ti mọ̀ nípa òfin ìṣàkóso ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ 2015. Òfin àti ìlànà tuntun rèé o. Láti mú ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ múlẹ̀ ní Nàìjíríà. Nípa òfin náà, gbogbo ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́, ìbẹ̀wẹ̀ bí ilé-ẹjọ́, túbú àti ilé-iṣẹ́ bí EFCC, ICPC àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ gbọ́dọ̀ gbìyànjú láti jẹ́ kí òfin onídàájọ́ múnádóko. Òfin yìí ṣetán àti dí èrò inú túbú àti àtìmọ́lé gbogbo kù. Ó ṣetán àti mú kí ìwádìí ní ilé-ẹjọ́ yára ní kọ́kọ́ pẹ̀lú àwọn ọ̀daràn àti ìwà àbàjẹ́ gbogbo nípa ìfijíṣẹ́ ìdájọ́ ní Nàìjíríà. Lábẹ́ òfin yìí, pàtàkì ẹ̀tọ́ ọmọlẹ̀ wa yóò ní ọ̀wọ̀ àti ìdáàbòbò. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlú, a ní láti fọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀ láti mú kí òfin ìṣàkóso ti ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ ṣiṣẹ́ ní ìlú Nàìjíríà, pàápàá jùlọ òfin àti àǹfààní ìdáàbòbò ẹ̀tọ́ ọmọlẹ̀ wa. Jẹ́ kí àwọn èèyàn ní agbègbè rẹ mọ̀ nípa òfin ọ̀daràn onídàájọ́ yìí. Ìkéde yìí wá láti Clean Foundation pẹ̀lú àtìlẹyìn MacArthur Foundation.
Masaniya kan yin amfani da dokar hukunta manyan laifuka ta shekara 2015 wato ACJA. Wata sabuwar doka ce da ke da kudirin inganta yadda ake yanke hukunci a Nigeria ta hanyar kiyaye doka. A yanzu dukkan hukumomin da ke da alhakin hukunta manyan laifuka irin su 'yan sanda, hotuna, gidajen yari da EFCC da kuma ICPC, ayyukansu za su inganta tare da kwarewa wajen yin hukunci. Dokan na son rage cunkoso a gidajen yari. 'Yancin 'yan Nigeria zai samu kariyar da ta dace.
A matsayin mu na 'yan ƙasa, wajibi ne mu haɗa hannu don ganin wannan sabuwar doka ta yi aiki a Najeriya ta hanyar fahimtar ta da amfaninta wajen kare 'yancin 'yan ƙasa, sanar da jama'a kan dokar, sannan kuma baiwa jihohinmu damar sanin dokar don yin amfani da ita. Wannan fa sako ne daga gidauniyar Clean tare da haɗin gwiwar gidauniyar nan ta MacArthur.